This is TWiT.
Spotify today announced the addition of video content and podcasts to their streaming music service. Full disclosure, TWiT is one of the initial rollout partners for the launch, so you'll be able to watch and listen to this show and all TWiT shows on Spotify. Lucas Shaw is an entertainment reporter for Bloomberg and joins us now to talk about this pretty late-breaking news. Welcome to you, Lucas.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Now, what kind of videos will Spotify offer? Is it just professionally produced videos, or will users be able to upload videos like they can on YouTube?
At the moment, it looks like professionally produced videos. Their initial partners are companies like Vice News, Tastemade, which is an online food network, Comedy Central. They had the two creators of Broad City, which is a popular series. They are on stage to talk about the partnership. NBC, ABC, lots of professional video players.
Gotcha. And does this cost anything extra over your normal Spotify subscription costs?
At the moment, it doesn't look so. It looks like it will. I think it'll be factored into, your free ad-supported Spotify. One of the big reasons Spotify wants to do this is because they can charge more for video ads than they can for ads in played during music or in podcasts. And then if you pay $9.99 for Spotify, you'll just get video as a part of that. I think they'd run into some trouble if they tried to raise the prices, because then they'd all of a sudden be more expensive than some of their competitors.
Now, what's the competitive landscape like right now? It's all moving and changing so quickly, it's difficult to get a handle on it. I mean, of course, YouTube has user-generated videos, but they also have lots of content and they have lots of music videos. So that's a competitor. Apple's coming out with its service. Everybody's jumping into this space, it seems, not only the video space, but also the music streaming space. Who do you think Spotify's, of course, Spotify's the leader in streaming music, but who is their big competition in this sort of new world of video and audio streaming?
Yeah, I think it's Apple and Google. Apple doesn't have a real streaming music play yet, but they're about to show it off. And if there's anyone who's going to convince people to pay for music, it's probably Apple, given the success that they've had with iTunes. And then on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, you have YouTube, which is the dominant player in free ad-supported video and music. You know, people forget sometimes that music is the single most popular genre on YouTube, and they also are working on a subscription product, and they're two companies that have the money to compete with Spotify, which isn't making any money of its own yet.
Gotcha. And do you think this is finally going to help Spotify to be a profitable company?
Certainly could. If they get advertisers to buy in and this helps them grow their subscriber base to say, 30 million, 40 million, it could help them be profitable. The challenge for them is still going to be how much they're paying out, because one of the reasons why they're not profitable yet is because they give 70% of their revenue back to the record labels. And then for this video content, based on what I'm hearing, they're paying for that too. So they need to bring in more than they're already paying out. They haven't been able to do that with music so far. There's a better chance of them doing it with video, provided that they get scale.
Now, of course, we reported earlier this week that Spotify made a deal with Starbucks where, pretty much the baristas are going to be in charge of the music and they're going to create their own playlists. And then customers can go in there and suggest things. And so there's going to be this interaction between the baristas and the customers, essentially fighting for control over the music. Now, you may not be able to answer this because it may not be knowable, but will I be able to go into Starbucks and request a podcast?
I don't know the answer to that. Based on what I've seen, you will be able to access whatever is playing. You can then, find that playlist. I don't know that you'll be able to ask them, but my guess is that it'll depend Starbucks to Starbucks. You have a good relationship with the barista who's the resident DJ, and he or she will play whatever you want.
And then Spotify also added another feature. Say if you're running to get your coffee in the morning, Spotify can now play music that matches like the pace that you're running.
Yeah, I think that'll depend on whether people want to opt into it. I had assumed that Spotify has to let people approve it monitoring their movement. I, for one, will not be doing that. I don't need Spotify to know what my, you know, what my heart rate is or whether I'm running or walking. But at the same time, Spotify gets this shiny announcement that it's made a deal with Nike, and it's aware that a lot of people listen to music or podcasts or anything else while they're running, and you know, they need to offer something to satisfy some people. You know, when you're a subscription player, the key is coming up with a lot of different offerings that convince people to pay for you. And so if this running thing gets another million or two people to sign up for Spotify, it works out for them.
I totally need the running thing because I always need music to get me up hills and stuff when I'm trail running. And almost every time I'm about to hit the Widowmaker, the big hill on the trail that I run, and all of a sudden it's some like slow, sleepy ballad or something like that. And I'm like, come on, I literally stop and change the music. And if they can just match my heart rate, that'd be a big help. So we'll see if anybody else agrees with that.